Mr. Froelich is not a member of the JSCI, nor does he control it or what it does. He has no right whatsoever to determine whether this committee holds or does not hold an inquiry. That being said, an inquiry into this matter and the evident dysfunctionality of those three entities, if done by this committee, would never see the light of day. The DA will continue to push for legislative reform so that the outcome of such an inquiry would be made public. The high-level review panel report into the SSA decried the excessive stress on secrecy, and this inquiry would, I have no doubt, be buried along with, for example, various criminal charges laid by the DA against Arthur Fraser, never again to see the light of day. The DA has welcomed Parliament's plan to institute an inquiry into the insurrection which took place in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, and we most certainly do not see the need for a second inquiry into intelligence. South Africans are inquiry fatigued, and a second probe by the JSCI would achieve nothing in that it would be shrouded under a veil of secrecy. Let us repeat our call from January this year. What is required is a complete disbandment of the SSA, which should then be replaced with a lean, independent, efficient, and transparent state security entity. In crime intelligence, what is needed is the immediate reinstatement of General Jacobs, whose expertise is currently wasted elsewhere, and for the SANDF to learn how to react with speed and not drag its heels, then arrive completely unprepared when asked to assist in a matter as serious as the one in KZN and Gauteng. None of this, not one shameful shred, should ever be allowed to be hidden away from the South Africans who pay them billions just to do their job.